Welcome back to Through the Word. My name is Peyton Jones, and I'll be your guide today in Psalm 35 on our journey through the Word. Most of us learn early on that we live in a cruel world. Perhaps it's that mean middle school girl spreading painful rumors about us that we're helpless to staunch. Or as adults, someone at work trashes us to coworkers in the break room. If you've grown up but still struggle with a cruel world, where justice seems a meaningless word to most, then David feels your pain, and Psalm 35 has a lot to say to you. Verse 1, contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. David tells God here to fight for him. This isn't his fight after all. He didn't start it, and he doesn't want to finish it. He prays, God, will you handle it? Will you fight with those who are fighting with me? Verse 2, take up shield and armor. Arise, come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation. Armor, weapons. David wants to see God suit up like Iron Man and save the day, telling him, I got this. I'm here now. I am your salvation. And David needs a superhero because foes, according to verse 10, are too strong for me. He tells God that he wants them to get a taste of their own medicine. In verse 4, may those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. David's attackers may not believe in justice, so David wants them to experience it. He wants the hunters to become the hunted, the pursuers to be pursued, and by God himself, no less, the angel of the Lord. He pleads his case with God, telling him why God should turn the tables on them. Verse 7, since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me. David saying, I was just minding my own business, but they had it out for me. Verse 8, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Note that David wants them to feel the same surprise he did, that confusion, that shock. May ruin overtake them by surprise. Doesn't that sound a little vindictive, though? Perhaps. David isn't perfect after all. But I think we can all relate to the justice of somebody experiencing the same pain they've caused others. David wants them to feel what he feels, the surprise, the shock. We've all had that moment of mini justice on the playground when those words first came out of our mouths. How does it feel? How do you like it? But David doesn't want to be the one who brings that aha moment to them. He wants God to do it. David pictures that moment, my whole being will rejoice when I see justice. In verse 11, David gets descriptive with what they're doing, how they've caused him pain. Ruthless witnesses came forward. They question me on things I know nothing about. They repay me evil for good and leave me like one bereaved. Is David talking about lawyers here? Ruthless witnesses? Asking him questions to trap him. He may not be on trial, but he certainly feels like it. But back to David's shock and bewilderment about why they've mistreated him. In verse 13, yet when they were ill, I put on sackcloth and humbled myself with fasting. When my prayers returned to me unanswered, I went about mourning as though for my friend or brother. I bowed my head in grief, as though weeping for my mother. But when I stumbled, they gathered in glee. Assailants gathered against me without my knowledge. They slandered me without ceasing. Like the ungodly, they maliciously mocked, they gnashed their teeth at me. What a contrast. When they were hurt, I mourned like they were family. I felt their pain. But when I was hurting, they laughed. They kicked me when I was down, mocking me with glee. How long, verse 17, how long, Lord, will you look on? Rescue me from their ravages, my precious life from these lions. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. David feels like a lamb in the teeth of a lion. Jesus said he'd send us out like sheep among wolves, and that's why we need to know we have a shepherd to protect us when we can't protect ourselves. Rescue me from their ravages, and I will give you thanks in the great assembly. David is saying, they have plotted against me in secret, but I will praise you in public. Skip to verse 22. Lord, you have seen this. Do not be silent. Do not be far from me, Lord. Awake, rise to my defense. Contend for me, my God and Lord. Vindicate me in your righteousness. Lord, my God, do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say, we have swallowed him up. Silence. David wants his attackers to be silent. But when God is silent, it troubles David. David knows that if God sees something, he'll say something. Don't be far from me. You know, confusing times like this can make us all feel like God is far away, like we're unloved and uncared for, like sheep without a shepherd. It's that playground trauma rushing back in. I'm in a big world, one I don't understand, and people are mean, and mom isn't here, and there's nobody for me to run to. But David knows he can still run to God. David makes four pleas in verse 26 and 27, two for the persecutors and two for the persecuted. Verse 26, may all who gloat over my distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over me be clothed with shame and disgrace. Shame and disgrace for the persecutors, but now for the persecuted, verse 27. May those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted who delights in the well-being of his servant. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises all day long. We all know that moment when the tables finally turn, when justice is served. We watch that movie when the bad guy gets what's coming to him. After 2 hours of watching the hero struggle, and in that final moment of retribution, that frustrated sense of justice that's been building up in us needs somewhere to go, like a can of soda shaken up, that pressure building. And in this case, for David, it's turned to praise. May they shout for joy and gladness. The persecuted please turn to praise, because there is still justice in the world, because God is still in it. Living through these types of injustices can make life feel a lot like watching a long movie, where we're not seeing God acting. God seems silent. We're not seeing justice, and it's hard to get through it. Maybe that's because we often see the face of men more than we see the face of God. But he's still there, behind the scenes. And sometimes those who push kids down on the playground get reputations as bullies and end up having no friends. Just like the adults in the workplace who get found out for being backstabbing ladder climbers that nobody trusts or wants to work with get their due. Justice doesn't always work the way we want it to or in the time we think it should. But God is always there, watching, waiting, and working behind the scenes. And my friend, it's all because he delights in you.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.